Now, let's get underway here in the introduction. First eight verses. Now, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm sure you recognize that this introduction is strangely familiar. We've already had it two or three times in the epistles of Paul. He doesn't get very far from it, and we need to pay attention to it, I think, each time, and I won't go into a great deal of detail. Paul calls himself an apostle of Jesus Christ, and always by the will of God. Paul was in the will of God when he was an apostle. And the important thing today, are you in the will of God when you're serving Christ? Are you sure you're in the proper place? Are you sure you're doing the proper thing? I believe every believer's called to function in the body of believers. And it's important to function in the right way. We've got too many people active doing something they're not supposed to be doing. They just think, I've got to get busy doing what brother so-and-so's doing. Well, my friend, I'm sure that our gifts are different. All of us have different gifts. And I think we're going to function a little differently, but we ought to be functioning. And it's marvelous to see how this man, he is an apostle by the will of God. God made him an apostle. Now, did God put you where you are? And you may be in business. And when you know you're in the will of God, there'll be a deep satisfaction, by the way. Now he says to the saints and faithful. Now, who are the faithful brethren? Well, they are the believing brethren. The saints and believing brethren, they are the same. He's not talking about two groups of people. And we're not saints because of what we do, but because of our position. The word means set apart for God. To those that are set apart for God and the believing brethren, and they're the same ones, they're in Christ, but they're at Colossae. The important thing is not where are you at, but who are you in. That is the thing that's important. May not be good grammar, but it sure is good Bible. Now he uses this very formal introduction, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you must know the grace of God to experience the peace of God, by the way. Now he says it's from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now actually in the better manuscripts, and our Lord Jesus Christ is not there. And that, my friend, is very important to see. Because you see, the heresy that Paul was counteracting was Gnosticism, first heresy in the church. And this was the Essene branch of it. And they relegated God to a place far removed from man. You had to go through emanations to get to God. And have you ever noticed that all heathen religion and most of the cults like that, they have some sort of an open sesame before you can get into God. Well, may I say to you that Paul makes it very clear here that this is directly from God, our Father, and we can come directly to Him, by the way.